From WRKF 89.3 HD in Baton Rouge, I'm Amy Jeffries. The latest applications for annexation into Baton Rouge by LSU and L'Auberge Casino could cut further into the tax base for the proposed city of St. George and undermine the incorporation petition. But supporters of the breakaway aren't giving up. They still want their new city, and even more so a new school district. Meanwhile, it's recruitment season for the parish school district, and it's been holding open houses this week for its magnet and gifted and talented programs. Shannon Ploche is a mother of four and a happy customer of the East Baton Rouge Parish School System.
I have one at Baton Rouge High, one at Westdale Middle, one at BR Flame, and one at Louisiana Key Academy. It's a charter school.
For elementary school, all three of Ploche's boys have attended BR Flame, a foreign language immersion magnet with an A rating. Her oldest is now a sophomore at Baton Rouge Magnet High.
As a freshman, he took Spanish 3. He already had his high school credits for Spanish 1 and 2. So I definitely feel like it prepared them for Baton Rouge High. And then Baton Rouge High is just so unbelievably this high standard that I just feel like once he gets to college, he's going to be like, I got this.
With more than 7,000 applications last year for slots at EBR's magnet schools, some kids end up on a waiting list. Magnet Program Director Teresa Porter invites their parents to check out other schools in the district.
I offer the possibility of perhaps a gifted site, and forbearing that, then, you know, I ask them, what's your home school? And they may say Shenandoah. It's like, Shenandoah is an awesome school.
Students have to test into the gifted and talented programs. They're part of what the district is required by law to provide to students with exceptional abilities. But the reduced class sizes and specialized instruction for those students have a spillover effect. The district overall is predominantly Black, roughly 80% of the student population. Only about 11% of students in the district are white. But of those students, about 80% are at a school with a magnet or gifted and talented program.
They're the draw. They are the draw.
My name is Lorraine Beeman, and we are at a petition signing table down here in the south part of East Baton Rouge Parish, trying to gain signatures for the incorporation of the city of St. George.
The leaders of the incorporation effort say they've got the 17,746 signatures they need, but they're continuing to collect more as insurance. They're aiming for 20,000 signatures and hope to put the issue on an April ballot. Back in June, they were pushing toward a July deadline, and Lorraine Beeman was manning the signing tent at the corner of Old Jefferson Highway and Highland Road.
Do you want to sign the petition? Okay, let me look you up on the...
Forgetting to every time I pass.
Okay, I'm going to look you up on the voter registration rolls, because if the name doesn't match exact, they throw it out.
Beeman filled up a sheet with signatures that day.
School system, owning a school system, owning a city. People are excited. It's like they finally have a say-so in their lives.
Beeman and her family haven't always lived on the unincorporated southeast side of the parish. When the oldest of her four kids was entering middle school, they were zoned for Kenilworth in southwest Baton Rouge.
My husband went and checked it out. He said there were 17 kids in the sixth grade lined up for fighting. And that was just sixth grade, and they were separated from the older kids. I was like, my goodness, what kind of school are we going to get into?
Beeman says private school was too expensive, and the commute to work would have been too costly if they moved to Ascension or Livingston Parish.
So we moved over here to Shenandoah.
But the frustration has crept back in. Beeman's youngest son, who has special needs, should be in his senior year at the local high school, Woodlawn, but he's a credit and a half short. She attributes the setback to the school monkeying with his educational plan in prior years. One of her older sons started at Baton Rouge Magnet High, but as she puts it, he majored in socializing and didn't maintain the 2.5 GPA he needed to stay there.
My kids are average. You know, I got average kids. I don't have gifted.
To Beeman, it seems that when the district created the magnet system, it didn't think about the kids who might be left behind.
Baton Rouge High is just a name, but it is the only answer we have right now to the best school in the system. But that, it needs to be more stars in the system. It needs to be every school's a star in the system.
She's betting a new city of St. George can build its own school system full of stars. As Director Teresa Porter explains, the magnet programs were a big part of the East Baton Rouge Parish School System's answer to a federal lawsuit over school segregation filed back in 1956. It wasn't until 2003 that a settlement was reached.
Magnet programs essentially was really set up to diversify the school system.
Shannon Ploche has been actively fighting the St. George breakaway. She's worried about what will happen to magnet programs like BR Flame should the new city be incorporated and some 6,200 students get cut out of the parish district, as opponents of the move have estimated.
BR Flame is a small school, I think 250 maybe students. And so you take out a good majority of those children and they have to make cuts. What are they going to cut? They're probably going to cut the program, even though it's an A school, because we can't replace those children because you have to be bilingual.
But Porter says not to worry. The foreign language immersion program is so popular, the district actually opened a second campus in August. And Porter says even if some current students are cut out by the incorporation of St. George, the magnet programs are safe.
We can recruit, if need be, or we can use our waiting pool to fill that void. So, because of the interest we have in the program, I really don't see that too much of a problem right now.
But district officials are concerned that the breakaway could again draw attention from federal officials responsible for enforcing laws against school segregation. Baker and Zachary were the first to split off in 2003. When Central broke away 4 years later, the proportion of white students left in the East Baton Rouge Parish school system dropped from 16% to 12%, just above the current 11%. If St. George is incorporated, the district could lose another chunk of white students.
We have what's left, for lack of a better way of saying it. And what we try to do in order to diversify is to bring in those students who have left the East Baton Rouge Parish school system.
So Saturday, the district filled Cortana Mall from end to end with displays boasting about the magnet programs and gifted and talented sites. Students from Dufrock Elementary performed a happy song about their school for the crowd. Fabiola Evans was there looking at the options with her husband and some friends. Her daughter, hanging off her husband's arm, is entering kindergarten next year. Their number one choice for her is BR Flame.
In case our first choice didn't work out, we were like, well, I guess we could do public schools in Ascension Parish, which have, quote unquote, a better reputation, better standing. Oh, I don't know. That sounds terrible.
Or maybe St. George. Amy Jeffries, WRKF News.